Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have top racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Ed Burton Million Futurity Final on Father's Day, Sunday night, June 15th. Stars were born on the night of the trials, led by the record-setting freshman Accelerated and the unbeaten fastest qualifier Shiny New. The field also includes Jess I'm Worth It, Duda Cartel, and more. It's a full lineup of the best juveniles in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Make your Father's Day reservations today and enjoy the Ed Burton Million Futurity on June 15th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County in the month of June. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with nine great days of racing starting on Friday, June 20th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program will feature the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes, plus the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, June 28th. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, June 20th.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
There they go. Oh, Hera lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Roofing, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us on the 29th and final day of Santa Anita's Hollywood meet. Now, this is a short meet that began right after the Santa Anita Derby in early April. And, of course, it's been a long run since the day after Christmas with the regular championship meet, and now this one tacked on. We can tell you this, a race in the jockeys division, but, boy, you'd have to think Antonio Fresu is a short-price favorite to maintain his three-length advantage over Juan Hernandez coming into the final day of the meet. Antonio Fresu's agent, Tom Canoe, is going to be joining us here in the first half hour. Fresu on 8 mounts today, and they're all pretty short prices on the morning line. By contrast, Juan Hernandez is on 7. His first two are at 2.5 to 1, and then the prices kind of get a little bit more lengthy. So anyway, a 32-29 advantage for Fresu, and you know he would dearly love to knock down his first riding title here at Santa Anita. He's got a big chance to do it. Phil D'Amato's had a heck of a run here at the Hollywood meet. Pretty quiet earlier in the year, but he's got the trainer's division locked down. He's got a 25-19 advantage over John Sadler. Main event today, the traditional closing day feature. It'll be the 9th on a marathon 12-race card, and that is the Milan three-quarter turf, Grade 3 San Juan Capistrano. It used to be called the San Juan Capistrano Invitational Handicap. No longer the title. The high weight in here, and it's by money one and age and so on, is the Irish bred Maltese Falcon for Librado Baracchio. 5-1 on the line with Juan Hernandez. Interesting race. Mrs. Astor, the lone distaffer, taking on the boys today. She is the 8-5 morning line favorite there. As far as stakes action yesterday, hats off to Phil D'Amato and Antonio Fresu, notorious, coming off a lengthy layoff, able to get it done in authoritative fashion at 4-5 in yesterday's Daytona Stakes at 6.5 off the Hillside Turf Course. And then earlier in the day, Jonathan Thomas and Anthony and Umberto Rispoli teamed up with Mrs. Astor at odds on to win the mile and one-quarter turf, possibly perfect. Short prices throughout the day yesterday, aside from the 12th and final when it was California Rocks and Dan Dunham teaming up at 9.5-1, a $21 mutual there. Let's get back to New York right now and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How's everything from your vantage point there in upstate New York?
Well, actually, I'm down in Long Island today for Father's Day. We have a horse running at Aqueduct, so I came down for the day. And by the way, Mike, Mrs. Astor will not be running today. She won yesterday by a nose, so she's coming out of that race. So,
John, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to get it right for the listeners.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Listen, happy Father's Day to everybody, certainly including you, you know.
And you as well, Mike. You're a great dad, as we all know, and it's a special day, so let's hope it's a good day.
Well, let's talk weather. I know things were pretty wet there at Aqueduct. It's called Belmont at Aqueduct. I understand you're off the grass today, and the skies are threatening?
Well, it's overcast. It's on and off showers. It rained so much the last couple of days that they were forced to take today's races off the grass as well. So a lot of scratches on the card, but you can't argue with Mother Nature. It is what it is, and we'll play the card we're dealt.
Exactly. John, your thoughts on the situation at Santa Anita? I think the racing office had a real challenge this year. Let's face it, with the consolidation of the North, they committed to accommodating the Northern California owners, breeders, trainers, and you know, several jockeys came down. Let's face it, cheaper racing than we're accustomed to, but they got the job done. But really, it's not what we're accustomed to seeing, and you just have to wonder how this is going to, you know, evolve moving into the fall and next year.
It's certainly not the product they used to have, Mike. I mean, yesterday, nine favorites, and the two other races were won by the second choice. You finally had a price horse in the last race. It took 12 races. They're about to change the name of the great race place to Chalk Anita, because all you got yesterday was chalk, chalk, and more chalk. People don't want to play races like that, Mike. You know, you don't want to play a pick five where you get $30 back. And it's not like they were five-horse fields. They were horses. You know, the field size wasn't that small, but those were the results, and it's just terrible.
Well, again, a big challenge. I got to salute the racing office. They did everything they could, but, man, we're in transition here. And all I can say is, you know, I'm trying to look at the glass half full. we're hoping for the best. We've got three weekends coming up in Los Alamitos with daytime thoroughbred action. We'll kick off on Friday the 20th. We're taking a week off in between what they're calling the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Al and Del Mar. They'll kick off on Friday, July 18th. And the condition book looks very, very promising, certainly, at Del Mar.
Well, I mean, we just went through a really long meet, Mike. I mean, you know, I think 6 months here. Listen, New York has the same problem. All they have is Saratoga and Aqueduct, you know, with the reconstruction of Belmont. So these meets just, they drag on forever and ever. And, you know, it can't be that exciting for horse players. I mean, you get the occasional great weekends and the great days. But for the most part, it just becomes, you know, you're in a rut. It just, every day, the same horses, the same, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little burnt out at this point, but that's honestly the way I feel.
A tad mundane, I think. Safe to say that.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Hey, John, do you want to go to Belmont at the Big A to kick things off, a 9-race card?
Absolutely, Mike. We're going to look at the 8th race today, which was scheduled for the turf, but will now be run at a mile on the main track. And full disclosure, I'm giving out a horse that I own a piece of, and it's the number 9 horse in here, Willing to Risk It All. This is a 5-year-old gelding from a Jimmy Ferrara barn. We were hoping for rain. Rain came, so it was moved to the main track. Still a field of 7. Chris Elliott rides. He's a terrific young apprentice. He gets weight from the rest of the field. I like number 9, Willing to Risk It All, to win today's 8th race out at Belmont at the Big A.
Okay, and post time for race 8 at Aqueduct, 4:43 Eastern. And, yeah, I mentioned we're going to be shifting to Los Alamitos. Give us an update on the website, JONHARDOON.com.
3 best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Churchill, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita selections, and we always do Los Al every year, every meet that they run there. We don't take time off, so we'll be up with Los Al selections always the night before.
And speaking of Los Al and Under the Lights, John, they've got a heck of a pick six carryover down there tonight, $95,980. And Orlando Gutierrez tells me they fully expect that total pool tonight at Los Al. They tee it up at 6:40, a 9-race card, to exceed $300,000. So I know you're in the Eastern time zone, John, but what the heck? You got a couple of days off coming. You might want to burn the midnight oil and take a look at Los Al tonight.
Why not, Mike? If they're going to give away that kind of money, you certainly should try to get involved if you can.
Thanks, thanks, Sean, and we'll check you back in hour two, bring out Santa Anita for the closing day card.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. On now to jockey agent Tom Canoost, a longtime friend, and very few people work any harder than Tom, that's for sure. He joins us right now from Santa Anita. He represents the current leading rider at Santa Anita, Antonio Fresu. Hey, Tom, happy Father's Day to you, and good morning. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Mike. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you, sir. I mean, I looked at Fresu's mounts today, 8 of them starting in race 1. I'm just going to run down the morning line. Boy, you did a hell of a job here for closing day, Tom. Fresu's 8 mounts today starting with race 1, 4-1, 7-2, 7-2, 7-2, 9-2, 3-1, 9-2. And then you finish things off in the 12th and final for Dan Blacker on a horse named Godarvi, 8-5. On the morning line, and you're 3 clear of Juan Hernandez coming into today. Heck of a job, and I know you got to be feeling pretty good about your chances.
Well, I appreciate it. And any time you can go ahead and be close to Juan Hernandez in Southern California, you're doing really, really good. Because Juan's a great rider. Craig O'Brien does a great job. So I think it's a big accomplishment to go ahead and be in this position the last day.
Tom, we've talked about this jock before. To me, he's just been a great credit to this circuit. Came here, what now, 3 years ago, Tom? Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, and thank to Leander, who works for Doug O'Neill. And Doug O'Neill, they're the ones that told me about him in Dubai. And
right.
They saw him ride there and stuff, and they were really big promoters of him. And Doug gave us a big shot when he first got here. And that helps a lot when you go ahead and have a trainer to go ahead and give you a starting place, you know, beginning of the meet when he first got here.
Well, I mean, you got a little foundation to work with. He came in,
yeah.
Zero name recognition. People know you.
But to see horses, you know, you're named on horses with Doug O'Neill. And by the way, we're going to have Doug on in hour two, Tom. I think you're aware he's really at the precipice of a huge North American milestone. 2,998 wins coming into today, and he's got three horses entered. He actually went past the 3,000 mark, a story in the form by Steve Anderson, back in March when you count in his Dubai wins. So what a career he's had. He's gonna be in the Hall of Fame someday. But I want to get back to the jock. What do you think points this jock out? I think his English has improved tremendously, but what are the things, maybe some of the little things he does in addition to between the lines that makes your job a little bit easier and gets him to the winner's circle on a regular basis, Tom?
Well, two things is, one, he's a very hard worker and works very hard in the mornings, and two, he really analyzes the races. I mean, when he's riding horses like today and stuff, he'll look at all the horses that he has, past performances, past races, and then we even look at horses that he's running against and horses that he thinks he has to beat in it. So he puts the time and the effort into it, and he's a professional. And so besides being very talented, he puts the work into it that you need to be on top.
And the other thing you need, you mentioned being there in the morning. When you tell guys, hey, yeah, you'll have one, he'll be there at 7:35, or Antonio in this case, or at, let's say, yeah, he'll be available at 9:10, the jock is there. You don't have to start making up stories and, well, yeah, he's supposed to be here. Well, I just saw him. That's not a concern. It enables you to just do your job, right?
Yeah, well, as you know, Mike, you've been around a long time and stuff, and there are some jockeys that you have to go ahead. I've had them in the past that I've had to go to their house and wake them up and come to them work the horses and stuff.
Yeah.
With Antonio, I have to do the night before, give him what he's going to do, and he's there. And like I said, he's very professional, so not besides being very talented, he really puts the effort into the game and wants to be on top.
In addition to putting the numbers together, the most important category maybe at the bank, stakes wins. You're on top there, 5 over Rispoli's 4, and Hector Berrios has got 4. So, I mean, things have really come together for you, you know, in all categories, Tom.
Yeah, and I'm excited. I think this gives a good jumping off point for Del Mar this year.
Right.
And I really feel confident that he could go down to Del Mar and have a really, really strong meet. So it's going to be exciting.
All right, we need to make some money. I mentioned you're on 9, actually 8 today. What are your best 2 or 3 shots, do you think, with this jock?
Well, one thing is Mark Lant has a horse called Hopeful in the 7th. And I'm disappointed about the draw ending, but I do know she can run. And so hopefully he can overcome. You know, anytime you have a European horse and you draw the outside like that, it makes it difficult to go ahead and
go in a flat mile. Yeah.
Yeah. But Antonio, I think he can for sure do it. And then I really like our last horse in the last race, Dan Blacker.
Right.
That horse is, he's going to run before, but Dan just didn't think that she was ready. So he's taking her time with her, and now she's been training really well. So I think he feels very confident about that. And I think he can have a really good day. We ride a good horse for D'Amato in the first race.
Broski.
I think that horse has a good chance. So I just think that if you're going to play exotics and stuff, it would not hurt to put them in your exotics and stuff. I mean, we ride that Miss Mager for D'Amato in the 3rd. And then I like Lady Rider in the 4th for Salar. We don't get a chance to ride very much for John, but John's a great trainer. And whenever we do, it's something really good for us and have a good, you know, chance. And I think and we've got Glatt, and Tim Yakteen does a really good job. And I know he likes
Octune Baby.
I know he likes that
race
one.
Race 6, so, yeah.
Yeah, so I would just say when you're doing exotics and stuff, I would make sure that I play Antonio. You could play in pick 3s, pick 5s, or trifectas or superfectas. I would definitely go ahead and put him in the mix.
Hey, Tom, real quick, back to Hopeful, race 7, number 11, Hopeful, making her U.S. debut. This is a 5-year-old English-bred mare. Last started back in early October at Ascot. This is the beginning of the closing day pick six today, race seven. How much do you know about her? Has Antonio been on her for Mark Glatt in the morning at all? Have you seen her train?
Yeah, he has been on her. And actually, this race is an extra and it is being used. And I know Mark had talked to the racing secretary about putting this race out. That, that there was, and as it turned out, there was 11 horses, so it was a good race to put. Another tough horse I think will be in there is Internal Rain with Juan Hernandez, Phil D'Amato. I know that filly, we've worked that filly before, and she could be tough in the race. So, with Juan, you never know. Juan can come out there and he can win four races in one day. He's that good of a rider. So hopefully we can win one or two, and that'll help us keep Juan away from us. But I think that Internal Rain can run a little bit too.
Tom Canoose, last thing. I knew you're extremely proud of your granddaughter. She just graduated with honors from Glendora High School. She's had a great wrestling career against the boys, and she's got a scholarship to Iowa. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. And the one note about
big
it,
time wrestling school.
And Glendora, though, in all of Glendora's history, either the boys or the girls or teams, she's the first person or team ever to win a state championship in California. That was pretty cool. So when she won the state championship this year, it was pretty big thing for Glendora, and they put a banner up for her too, and she got a lot of recognition for it. But yeah, she's going to Iowa.
That's awesome.
Got a scholarship there, and it's the number one wrestling school in the country. And she wanted to go to the best because her goal is to be in the Olympics in 2028.
Give us the first and last name. We got to follow her, Tom.
Samantha Sachs, S-A-C-H-S, Samantha Sachs.
Great. Tom Canoose, happy Father's Day, Grandfather's Day. Good luck today with Antonio Frasu as you try to nail down a riding crown on closing day at Santa Anita.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. And now we're going to go an hour early to my good friend Andy Harrington, private clocker with NationalTurf.com. Hey, Andy, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Normal, busy Sunday. And if I might interject, the tab on the, which is an indication of how many two-year-olds are on the ground, of quarter miles, three-eighths, is off the charts good. So I think this is
nice.
Going to bode very, very well for Del Mar, to be honest with you. And I can't vouch for the quality, but the quantity seems to be apparent.
Well, you got to have those numbers, so right. That – I'll take that as a big, big plus. Andy, just your thoughts, and I'm going to have Jay Privman, retired national correspondent, Hall of Famer with Daily Racing Form, join us top of the next hour to take a view here from 30,000 feet and to look at our game, where we may be headed, any course corrections maybe that Jay thinks could be made, will be made, what we're up against, and so on. But Andy, you've been around. Your thoughts as we roll into closing day here at Santa Anita?
Well, if you're talking specifically about California, the Northern California closing and influx forces have come down here is a short-term fix. There's more numbers down here, but this is going to eventually revert back to the mean at some point. So there needs to be some solution here long-term. Like I said, we're doing well, and I think for the next year, the numbers will be there. Like I specifically said just before, there's the quality is a bit lacking, but the quantity has been there so far. Del Mar will probably have a very good meet. There's no grass racing for more than a month on this circuit,
right?
And they've got a big break after the Los Alamitos meet, which ends on July 6th, I believe, and we open on the 18th at Del Mar. So they'll have a really good meet. Long term, as some of these no-cow horses maybe go to other circuits or attrition or whatever's going on, it will be some solution has to be, figured out among the powers that be, per subsidies from some place probably have to come, to be honest with you.
All right, let's make some money right now today. Closing day mandatory payouts at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go, Andy?
Oh, sixth race. We've got a cowbred maiden two-year-olds, and there is the number seven horse in here, Sleeper Sullivan, a nice name, alliterative named horse, which is always helpful. This horse ran kind of a trouble trip at Gulfstream Park in open company, has had two local drills, including a 35 flat out of the gate with Bobby Gonzalez up on the 11th, broke really well that day, which he did not quite do his first out. He got some dirt kicked in his face down the backside and really never, just kind of ran an even race. It was a race to build on, I suspect. So Sleeper Sullivan for Luis Mendez Bard, who wins their fair share of two-year-old races around here, and now also drops into a cowbred from open company, which is always good. So the number seven horse at 10-1 in the sixth race, Sleeper Sullivan.
Okay, thanks so much, folks. Go to nationalturf.com for the rest of the story. Elise, I love that Beach Boys music. Keep it going just a little bit softer. Fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Whole lot of shows straight ahead. John Lindo next up. Orlando Gutierrez going to set the table for tonight's $1 million Ed Burke Futurity at Los Alamitos. That and much, much more straight ahead.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And, boy, just paying tribute to Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, this morning. And, of course, Brian Wilson passed a few days ago, age 82, an absolute genius. Another genius in the art of handicapping and much more joins us right now, John Lindo, who you can hear on air from 9 to 10 every Saturday morning, along with Bob Ike and company here on AM 830. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. Happy Father's Day to you, and happy Father's Day to our listeners.
Yeah, and same to you, John. Listen, I wanted to point out a nice story by Victor Ryan, who I'm proud to say I brought on board at Santa Anita a few years ago. He had been with Horse Racing Nation, does a great job with the publicity staff. Nice feature story on John Cortez, who I've known for many years. John had a long shot winner. His first win in about 4 years as a trainer. A week ago today, Tyler Bay's Gate to Wire on a horse named Carver at 6-1. John's also our lead outrider at Santa Anita. In the afternoons, he toils as a mutual clerk. So other than that, he's really not all that busy. But I wanted to give a tip of the cap to Victor and, of course, John Cortez. A guy doing it day in, day out, year in, year out. One of many thousands of people in our industry.
You know, it's kind of the backbone of our industry. People work in the morning, whether they're outriders, exercise riders, or doing something in the morning. They do something in the afternoon. They could be a teller or an usher at the racetrack. They do.
Yeah.
I mean, they do 1,000 jobs to make it go because they love the industry and they love the business. And it's great to see when somebody gets a nice reward like that. And good for John Cortez.
John, as you know, mandatory payouts today at Santa Anita. They've got a mandatory pick six payout today. at Gulfstream Park. But I want to talk a little bit about the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. Boy, I got a lengthy text yesterday afternoon from Steve Johnson. He's going to be taking a well-deserved vacation over the next few weeks. But he says, look, we got Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals. We have rooms available. And he says they've got odds up on all the Week 1 NFL action, along with you know who will or will not make make the playoffs, division odds, total wins, that sort of thing. A lot of reasons to go to the South Point. It really is a one-stop destination.
Well, it's terrific, Mike, and we speak from the heart when we talk about that. Great restaurants there. You got the 4th of July weekend coming up. The 4th is on a Friday. And if you've ever been to the South Point, you know, you don't have to go down to the strip to watch the fireworks show. Just go to the top of the parking lot there at the South Point.
Right.
It's got the best view in town. And we go, we enjoy it, we play it. I love that the race book is separate from the sports book. And there is always action there. And the phone number to call, 866-780-7223. Steve has a terrific staff there. If he's on vacation, they're not going to miss a beat.
And also want to give another mention to our good friend Pete Perella, along with his wife Evelyn. They own Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. They've got a big film production underway up there, and we've talked about it on air here, but I know Pete very excited about this project. It's a documentary, and it from literally from the ground up, I think it's going to open our game up to a lot of people, lay sports fans, if you will, that really don't understand what all goes in to getting the horse to the races.
You know, it's a process, and it's got to be exact, and you got to be patient, and it just never ends from start to finish. And when you get to see it from the ground up at a place run as well as Legacy Ranches run, you know, you got Terry Knight up there overseeing the training of the young horses, and you see the size of those pastures and where the horses get to run and how they're taken care of. You see how you get to that finished product. I think people would have a lot more respect for the process of getting a racehorse to the races and to try and keep them there. It's not easy, and you have good people trying to do their best to make it happen.
Yeah, and this documentary, it's called All Access with Andy Garcia. He goes all over the country doing these. It's going to be first class. Really looking forward to it, John. Really am.
I am, too. Again, that's the right place to go, and I saw that Josh Rubenstein from Del Mar was up there, so was Nate Newby. So the guys that run the racetracks here are getting a good look at this, too, and that's good for everybody.
No question. Folks, give them a call at Legacy Ranch. They've got an exciting new stallion for California by the name of Forbidden Kingdom. He demolished a field in the 2022 San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. That stamped him as the even money favorite for that year's Santa Anita Derby. But that 2022 San Felipe, look it up. He runs right off the television monitor. Impeccable pedigree, a moldable graded winner on turf and dirt. Call Terry Knight up there at 510-928-4980 and let Legacy take you from conception to the starting gate. John, we like to talk about the cowbreds as well. Anything new in that regard?
Well, we had a cowbred win an open stakes at Churchill yesterday. We talked about Majestic Oops yesterday in our show. She got the job done in the Lady Secret Stakes at Churchill Downs yesterday. That's a $100,000 stakes race for open horses. She's by Majestic Harbor out of the Omal DeVore mare. Miss Oops was bred by Dory and Prop and is owned by Sublime Stables and Prop. Trained by Dan Ward, our buddy Dan Ward back there.
Yeah.
She now has 7 wins from 29 lifetime starts. Pushed her career earnings over $400,000, so those cowbreds can do damage all around the country.
And the sire, Majestic Harbor, I remember him, multiple stakes winner out here, graded stakes winner in California. Trained by Sean McCarthy, did a great job with that horse. John, let's try and make some money for radio today.
Go to the 11th race at Santa Anita. In the 11th race today, Mike, I like the way number 5, Beef Winslow, got the job done going a mile at Santa Anita last time. He's proven down the hill, and this route to sprint angle down the hill at Santa Anita is a strong one. 5-2 on the morning line. I think he comes right back for the same $50,000 claiming tag. Number 5, Beef Winslow, race number 11, Santa Anita.
Terrific. Hey, John, thanks so much. And again, enjoy the family on this Father's Day.
I will do that, Mike. Same to you. Good luck today.
All right. Before we slide down, Catella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Never a good time for plumbing issues. If you want to be proactive, that's the best way to go, particularly maybe you're talking about a little preventative, get the drain snaked out, what have you. Whatever your needs are, go to westernrooter.com. You can take a look at what they bring, what they offer, and over 400 five-star reviews. Family-owned by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike Glenn, for more than four decades, based in Arcadia. Number to call, 626-648-5499. If you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And so is Orlando Gutierrez, handles the publicity efforts at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando, I know you got to be excited about tonight. You got the $1 million Ed Burke Million Futurity, but I'll tell you what, you've got a great pick six carryover right at $96,000. Tell us what you think the total pool could be by fourth race post time tonight at Los Al.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Happy Father's Day to everyone. And what a car we have tonight. Like you mentioned, $96,000 in the pick six. So we were talking about this quite a bit last night, trying to project the total pool. And we ended up with a conservative number of about $300,000. That should be, probably exceeded by a little bit there. But we're going to go with about $300,000 for the total pool tonight. So there's going to be a lot of action in this pick six. And what a car we have. The racing office put together a tremendous car. Eight out of the nine races will be quarter horse races. So if you like the straightaways, you're going to love tonight's card. And it kicks off right away. And race number two is a tremendous duel of grade one winners between London Toby and Relentless Eagle, a newcomer here in California. So right away, you're going to get a tremendous card. And, of course, Mike, it ends with the Ed Burke Million Futurity, race number nine. Every runner in this race has already won at least once. And the fastest qualifier, Shiny Needle, number three, is coming off with just a tremendous, tremendous victory. Super fast out of the gate, ended up winning by 2.5 lengths. The sire of Shiny New is basically a new name here as a sire, MP Shining. So what a feather in his cap that would be. They purchased this horse for $20,000 at the Heritage Place sale. And there's one other unbeaten horse in this race, number two, Accelerated. And he couldn't be any more different from that standpoint than Shiny New, because he was purchased for a sale record, $850,000 at the Los Alamitos Equine sale. And I love this horse. The way he won his trial, there was no way halfway through the race that he was going to even smell a top three finish. And he ended up winning the race with just a tremendous, tremendous finish. So he proved that he is worth every penny that they paid for him. Number two, Accelerated, just looks terrific. But up and down this field, a tremendous group. E.G. High Desert Farms is a really good one. And number one, Just I'm Worth It, 10-1 on the morning night. The second fastest qualifier was number five, Viper, 8-1 on the morning night for the second fastest qualifier. The boss, Ed Allred, has also a very impressive filly, number four, Cheat Sheet. She'll start from post number four at 10-1. So you're going to have some really great horses, some really, really good prices. That just makes that pick six super interesting, Mike.
That is the $1 million Ed Burke Million Futurity. That'll go as the ninth post time, 9:56. At 350 yards. Really looking forward to that. Mention the pick six carryover. It starts with the fourth. That'll go at 7:54 Pacific. I'll be tuned in on FanDuel TV. How about a best bet for radio tonight, if you can, Orlando?
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to go with race number three, trying to add a little bit more money so we can play this pick six with the number one horse. Work with it again in race three. Work with it starting from the rail at 4-1 on the morning line. Coming out of about a 110-yard race, but just had a terrible, terrible trip in there. Got bumped around and ended up probably running 150 yards instead of 110 yards because he was drifting and swerving all over the place. Before that, two pretty impressive efforts, solid efforts. So I'm going to go with the one, work with it, putting it all together, getting a good break and a very strong finish at an extra distance. Number one, work with it at 4-1 in race number three. But make sure you join us and just enjoy this quarter horse bonanza. And, of course, the big Ed Burke tonight.
Should be a great night. First post time, 6:40. Real quick, back to Accelerated in tonight's Ed Burke Million. Race nine, it gives you an idea of the depth of this field. Ed Burghardt has this horse at 5-2 on the morning line.
Yeah, you know, just about any other race would have been just the big-time favorite in this race. But even the horse that he beat in this one, French Valley, number 9 horse, 6-1. And the super impressive thing about it is just how quick she was and how she was able to get a nice, almost a length lead on Accelerated. And, you know, how much did that big comeback take out of him? Because he had to work his butt off to get that victory. Plus, he's in the inside post number 2. So, you know, is that going to be fast again? It was fast last night. We had a 22-1 winner in the Abigail Tawaranakoa come from post number 1. Hmm. So, for being my big choice number 2 Accelerated, I like that. But French Valley from the outside looked really, really good. I mean, I could talk about every single horse in this one and just give you reasons why they could finish in the top 2, top 3, even win this race.
A lot of reasons to watch live tonight on FanDuel TV. Good luck with your best bet in race 3, number 1, Work With It. Third race post time set for 7:30 Pacific. Orlando, thank you so much, and looking forward to seeing you down there at Los Alamitos for the Thoroughbred meet, which will kick off on Friday.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate everything you do.
Take care. We're going to step aside for just a couple of minutes. Coming back strong, heading back to the Big A. Belmont at Aqueduct. Check in with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. And don't forget, we've got Jay Privman, retired national correspondent, Daily Racing Form, weighing in with his thoughts on the future of California racing and more, top of the hour. And then we've got Doug O'Neill following Jay immediately. He's 2 wins away from 3,000 career victories here in North America. A lot of show right in front of us. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have top racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Ed Burton Million Futurity Final on Father's Day, Sunday night, June 15th. Stars were born on the night of the trials, led by the record-setting freshman Accelerated and the unbeaten fastest qualifier Shiny New. The field also includes Jess I'm Worth It, Duda Cartel, and more. It's a full lineup of the best juveniles in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours, And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the Pick Six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Make your Father's Day reservations today and enjoy the Edbert Million Futurity on June 15th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really dick.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get back to Aqueduct, the Big A. They call it Belmont at Aqueduct. Of course, Belmont Park under a complete redo renovation. Looking forward to the Breeders' Cup being hosted by Belmont Park, the all-new Belmont, in 2027. Joining us right now on behalf of Naira Betts is Matthew DeSantis. Hey, Matt, good morning. First of all, give us a weather and track condition update.
Yeah, good morning. And it's a little soggy here. We had a little bit of rain overnight, so we are off the turf for those turf races, and we have a wet track right now, muddy field, but the rain is expected to subside throughout the day, okay. So possibly they'll harrow the track at some point, but overall it's going to, like I said, off turf today, but should be decent conditions for fans coming out.
Okay, nine races. You guys get underway at 1:10 Eastern. Before we get a selection from you, Matt, give us the coordinates once again on getting signed up for NairaBets.com. Want to emphasize, I mean, you can play the races anywhere at NairaBets.com.
Yeah, absolutely. You just go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app. We have a match 200 bonus. So if you deposit up to $200, we will match that. And we have a lot of great promotions every single day across the country, across the world. We have a free YouTube channel. And if you go right now, we also got you covered for races taking place this coming week at Royal Ascot as well. So across the country and across the world, Naira Betts is your one-stop shop.
Well stated. Nine races again at the Big A. Where do we go for radio?
Yeah, listen, race number 7 is a maiden special weight race going a mile, that one-turn configuration at Aqueduct. And there's a couple of Todd Pletcher horses in here that are a little bit of a price that I think are interesting. The number one, Danzit, for Todd, it has Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard. This is actually the full sibling to Tappet Trice. She debuted at 3, then went to the bench for a long time. She's coming back from a long layoff, but has had a really long series of works. The fact that Irad is up on her, I think, is really promising. She's got good early speed. Obviously, the pedigree to go longer, and those Tappets sometimes take a little time to mature. So I think the fact that Todd has been so patient with her speaks to that talent. That's definitely going to be the one that I look at, 6-1 on the morning line. But I will say there's another Todd Pletcher Tappet, Allidade, number 8 horse with Johnny Velasquez aboard. That one's a full sibling to Iron Fist and Anchor Down, a couple of graded stakes winners as well. So that one's 8-1 on the morning line. So I think you get a couple of prices in race number 7.
Okay, and post time for race 7 today at Aqueduct, 4:10 Eastern. And Matt, give us the schedule now as we head into summer. Things are going to be wrapping up there fairly soon. Tell us about what's up ahead at Saratoga and so on.
Well, we're thrilled to be going back up to Saratoga here in just a couple of weeks. We're going to be up there for the July 4th holiday. Spectacular. A lot of great racing up there. So we're going to have an extra week up there in Saratoga, and we can't wait for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, the news just came out that we will officially be hosting
Belmont at Saratoga again in 2026 on June 6th, 2026. So, hey, never too early to get your tickets for next year as well. That's going to be the final year that the Belmont Stakes is going to be hosted at Saratoga. So if you haven't had a chance to do it the first 2 years, next year is going to be a great opportunity.
Right. And again, as we noted, 2027 going to be the unveiling of the all-new Belmont Park, and they'll be hosting the two-day Breeders' Cup World Championships. Really looking forward to it. I know you are as well. Matthew DeSantis.
Yeah, we got a countdown clock in the office, so we're ready.
Is that right? Love it. Matthew, thanks so much for your time. Great job as always.
All right, appreciate it. Have a great day, and happy Father's Day.
Likewise. Folks, we'll step aside just for a couple of minutes. Coming back with a Hall of Famer, retired national correspondent, Daily Racing Forum, Jay Pribman, going to weigh in with, I believe, will probably be some consequential thoughts on our game, where we're headed. In just a couple of minutes, he's going to be followed by trainer Doug O'Neill. Stay with us.
Preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimos, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have top racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Ed Burton Million Futurity Final on Father's Day, Sunday night, June 15th. Stars were born on the night of the trials, led by the record-setting freshman Accelerated and the unbeaten fastest qualifier Shiny New. The field also includes Jess I'm Worth It, Duda Cartel, and more. It's a full lineup of the best juveniles in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Make your Father's Day reservations today and enjoy the Edbert Million Futurity on June 15th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Rags and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Rags and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. We're hoping we got some good vibrations going here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles Hour 2. Going to join a very good friend of mine for many years now. Retired Hall of Fame writer, columnist with Daily Racing Form for so many years, and a true, true fan and advocate of the game, Mr. Jay Pribman. Hey, Jay, good morning. Hope you got some good vibes going.
Yes, very much, Mike. How are you?
Good. It was good seeing you yesterday. I want to give a real big tip of the cap to Joanne Jones. She put together a first-class memorial for her dad, the late Professor Gordon Jones, yesterday at Santa Anita in the old Turf Club director's room. It was good seeing a lot of old friends and really kind of giving the prof his due, Jay.
Yeah, it was really well done. I thought there were some wonderful comments that were made, particularly by you and Kevin Modesty. I thought it was really nice. I thought the video tribute that Joanne put together for Gordon was sensational. And it was just really neat, Mike, to see the cross-section of people that turned out that I think showed the impact that Gordon Jones had, because there were not only a number of media members there, but you had Hall of Fame jockeys like Lafitte Pintai and Mike Smith, and Frank Olivares, retired jockey, was there, and retired trainer Jerry Fanning, and a number of owners were there as well. And I just think it shows, you know, the impact that Gordon had across the Southern California racing landscape, that that wide scope of people were all there to pay tribute to him.
You know, Jay, I couldn't help but walking out yesterday and thinking about Gordon and Lafitte. And, I mean, you talk about racing in its heyday, the 70s, the 80s, the tremendous jockeys room, the best racing in America in the wintertime. We were running 5 days a week. Del Mar, we had, 7 weeks of 6 days. At Pomona, we'd go 18, sometimes 19 consecutive days. People had a hard time getting maidens in races. We had a star system. But anyway, that's all part of why I wanted to have you on today, Jay, and I mentioned in hour one, kind of a look from 30,000 feet. Before we get into the specifics here in California, I wanted to address the Triple Crown. You were at Saratoga a week ago yesterday. I thought the Triple Crown was tremendous start to finish. The only thing, you know, we didn't see the Derby winner in the Preakness. But, boy, California was well represented, you know, with journalism winning the Preakness. He was second in both the Derby and Belmont. Baeza was third in both of those two races. Throw in the Metropolitan Mile Handicap, Doug O'Neill's Raging Torrent. Southern California once again demonstrated at the top levels we're still very, very competitive. We just don't have enough athletes right now, Jay.
Well, I think, you know, what you said, Mike, California really showed how strong it still is at the top, especially when you consider the horse population out here, and when California horses are obviously they're shipping to go to these Triple Crown events in respectively Churchill Downs, Pimlico, and Saratoga this year. And you're facing horses that have been based in, for the winter, let's say, in Arkansas or Kentucky or Florida or New York. And, you know, to compete against all those circuits, I think California represented themselves very well. Not only the races that you mentioned, Mike, but let's not forget that, for instance, A.G. Bullitt won the Jiper, you know, the mare beating the boys in that turf sprint last week at Saratoga. That was one of the races that was postponed from Saturday to Sunday. You know, earlier in the season, you had Look Forward winning the Eight Bells for Michael McCarthy, and then she came back and was a good second in the Acorn last weekend at Saratoga. We were just talking about turf sprinters a moment ago with A.G. Bullitt. You know, Queen Maxima won a nice turf sprint at Churchill Downs in a stake back there. Mm-hmm. And then you had horses, you know, it was 5 weeks ago now, but let's not forget Copion and Hope Road, what they did in the Derby City Distaff.
Wow. Right?
I mean, best fillies and mares in the country were lined up for that race, and Copion put on a tremendous display that day, and I thought Hope Road ran well to be second in there. And, you know, horse like Matticat Road, he didn't win the Pat Day Mile nor the Woody Stevens, but he was a good second in both of those races. And Nisos was a big second off of a long way off in the Churchill Downs to one of the best older horses in the country, Mind Frame. And then he came off of that race and came back to California and won a stake. So when you look at the totality of what California's horses did throughout that Triple Crown series, it's more than just the three Triple Crown races. The impact ran very deep.
No doubt about it. Jay, let's get a little bit specific. You know, we're in a period of transition, consolidation, the true results of which are they're anything but official. I give Santa Anita a lot of credit that they told the guys up north, hey, look, we'll accommodate you. A lot of guys have come down. We've seen, as a result, the much cheaper races that have been written, and these guys have had a field to play on down here. Jay, I think that has been a positive. However, again, the long-term ramifications, let's look, you know, the possibility of full crop, what kind of an impact is this gonna have? So many horses over the years that are bred in California, they just haven't fit here at Santa Anita. So we really no longer have a farm system. Your thoughts on that situation, Jay?
Yeah, I think that's a very viable or legitimate, I think is a better word to put it, very legitimate concern, Mike. first off, as you said, I just want to give a tip of the cap to Jason Egan and his staff for the way they were able to massage those horses in. Obviously, this isn't not an ideal situation. To basically, racing in Northern California is done right now, and I don't know that it's ever going to come back the way the politics of things are right now. And I thought you had to try and accommodate as many people as possible. But I think the overall situation going forward is concerning, because a lot of the breeders in this state are breeding horses for both circuits. And if they can't cut it in Southern California, they had a good place to go with Golden Gate and the Northern California fairs. And that's gone now. And I really am concerned over the next several years how that's going to impact the enthusiasm among the breeders in California to continue to produce horses at the level that they've been producing horses. And as we know, it's been in a decline before this even happened. So I think those are some of the concerns in terms of the dominoes falling by the closure of Golden Gate and now the subsequent closing or suspension of racing at places like Pleasanton and Santa Rosa and even Ferndale.
Yeah, and that's going to be a hot topic at the next CHRB meeting, and you would expect there'll be some more than healthy debate there. But I want to stick with SoCal. We'll talk about what the CHRB is going to be considering down the line, Jay, in the weeks to come. But let's talk the Breeders' Cup. A huge plus for us here that it, for the second consecutive year, it's going to be held at Del Mar. Keeneland has it next year, and then the all-new Belmont Park in 2027. You know, a positive certainly at Del Mar this year. Jay, what about the future for the Breeders' Cup in Southern California? Your thoughts?
Well, it's obviously been – Southern California has been leaned on over recent years. So not only is this the second straight year at Del Mar, but it's the third straight year in Southern California, going back to Santa Anita having it. So I think California's had – a good number of Breeders' Cups. And I think in fairness, it needs to go to other circuits. The original intention of the Breeders' Cup was for it to move around, kind of like the Super Bowl does. And I think it's been very reliant on Southern California. I think the concern, and I think you're sort of intimating this here, Mike, if I'm putting words in your mouth, please correct me, but I think the concern is that because of the situation that we see in Southern California right now, or in the state, that it's going to be a while before a Breeders' Cup comes back here. And the Breeders' Cup is important. It needs to be out here on a regular basis. We know it's not going to be here at least the next 2 years after this year, right? As you pointed out, in 26 and 27, it's going to be in Kentucky and then New York, respectively. And those places deserve a Breeders' Cup. I mean, Belmont Park hasn't had one since 2005 for various reasons. So now that that track has been rebuilt, they deserve to have a Breeders' Cup back there finally after all these years. And Keeneland's proven to be a terrific place. You know, I would hope one of the Southern California tracks will get the Breeders' Cup in 28. I don't know if Del Mar or Santa Anita will, but I would hope they would. You know, Santa Anita, as we know, is going to be hosting the Olympic equestrian events that summer, so I don't know if they would be in a position turn around and host a Breeders' Cup that fall, but I would hope it would get back here by then. But we know it's not going to be here the next 2 years. And in fairness, it really shouldn't, because California's had more than their share in recent years, and it should be in those other locales.
Yeah, totally agree. I think it's going to be great for the game getting it back to New York. I just think that's going to be a huge plus, Jay.
No, I do too, and they deserve it. I mean, New York has terrific racing year round, and they haven't had a Breeders' Cup there in way too long. It's just not right, and there's just various reasons that's happened. But now they're in a position to finally host one, and they deservedly got one, and it'll be nice to have them back on a regular rotation. You know, I would like to think that Kentucky, New York, and Southern California would be sort of a steady rotation of Breeders' Cups. You know, regretfully, South Florida is out of the rotation. The old Gulfstream Park, a mile in circumference and a track built for the crowds that Breeders' Cup got, was a wonderful place to host a Breeders' Cup.
Sure
and then
was.
When the track was reconfigured, that place is just not a viable option anymore. Belmont Park is now back in the mix. And hopefully, as I said, Kentucky, New York, and California will sort of be taking turns every third year in those locales. That would be, I think, a very wise Breeders' Cup rotation. You've got the East Coast, the middle of the country, and the West Coast.
Jay, last thing, the first condition book for Del Mar is out. The purses, boy, they appear to be very, very encouraging. They've done a great job with Ship and Win over the years and so on. But, as you know, we still don't have any ancillary source of revenue for our purse structure. There's been this huge debate over decoupling in South Florida, and it looks like it's calmed down for now, but it's just for now. It's not going to be long term. New York has, gaming, an infusion of it, Oaklawn Park, Churchill Downs. Jay, are we any closer from what you can gather to getting some sort of ancillary revenue stream for purses in California as we sit here on Father's Day, June 15th, 2025?
I mean, the short answer is no. I've heard whispers for months, even going back to a year ago, that there was potentially some behind-the-scenes movement going on, some compromises that were going to be forged with the Indian gaming, which obviously rules that part of things, and there would need to be some sort of a compromise or solution worked out with that body or those bodies in order for racing to get some gaming types to enhance purses. And I haven't seen that. I hope it's quietly happening, but actions speak louder than words, and right now there's no action. And California is playing with one hand tied behind their back when it comes to purses. When you see the purses in Kentucky and New York, and as you pointed out in the winter at Oaklawn Park, it's hard to compete with that, and it's going to get harder until and unless there is some sort of purse enhancements. And I think that's one of the reasons that there's been the movement to have all the gambling on horses in Northern California funneled into Southern California purses.
With the host fees,
And get the purses, right?
Yes.
But, there's unintended consequences, and some of the unintended consequences are the secession of racing in Northern California, and as we were talking minutes ago, the potential long-term ramifications of the breeding industry in this state. Every action has a reaction, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's just a lot of moving parts here, and but the bottom line, I think you kind of alluded to it, the bottom line is that money talks, and California needs to be on an even plane to have a fair fight to compete for these horses in the long term, and we're going to just fall further behind if we don't get some sort of help in that area, and you have areas of the country like New York and Kentucky and Arkansas that already are ahead of the curve and are going to move farther away.
No question about it. Jay, thanks for your takes. There'd been talk a year ago about trying to, let's just go ahead and get the slots in, and then we'll see what we can do in the courts, because we know we can't do it legislatively. We're just outgunned. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I know this industry, I sure hope, is too big to fail. I just wish we'd see some more high-profile advocacy on its behalf. I really do. Jay Primman, thanks, and looking forward to having you on again soon. I'll see you at Los Alamitos.
All right, Mike. Thanks very much for having me on.
You bet. Jay Primman with us now. We get up to Santa Anita. Say hello to top trainer Doug O'Neill. He's at the precipice of a big... Okay, well, we're going to get him in just a moment. He's at the precipice of a big North American milestone of 3,000 wins coming into today. Doug sitting at 2,298 career wins. He's got over 3,000 when you factor in 12 wins in the Middle East. But in North America, that's kind of the official thing for our record-keeping year. He's just two wins away. He's got a heck of a shot to do it today with three horses in races 6 and 7. And I thought a very interesting 30-1 morning line shot for Doug in race 7, Origami, an Irish bred who debuted for Doug O'Neill back in the Grade 3 Cecil B. DeMille at Del Mar on December 1st, and then went to South Florida for her next four starts. Back with Doug today for the first time since then. And Doug's back with us now. Hey, Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being there. I know how busy you are. Just first of all, before we talk about the milestone, a couple of your horses in today, Raging Torrent. I'm told, I ran into Leandro Mora Thursday morning out there. He said, yeah, Doug, he bet a couple dollars. I'm so glad to hear that. Paid $18 in a short field in the Metropolitan Mile Handicap up against the likes of Wida Barrio and Fierceness, trained by Todd Pletcher. To do what he did, to win the opening day Malibu at Santa Anita, then go to the Middle East, win that Godolphin Mile, and come back with Frankie Dettori, what an achievement. I know he's back home now. Tell us what's going on with Raging Torrent, how he's doing.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Yeah, he's just he's such an exceptional horse. And like you say, all his accomplishments, and a lot of it's been on the road. It's truly amazing to see a horse like him travel so easily and just keep his A game on the road. So he's doing great. Like you said, he is back here, and we've kind of got the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile circled for him, and
right,
possibly the Pat O'Brien between now and then, so we'll kind of play it by ear.
Pat O'Brien, 7/8 grade 2, they're at Del Mar. Is he going back to the track, Doug?
Yep. Yeah, he's already been back in the track, really full of himself. Got to thank Antonio Romero, who used to get on the Great Lava Man for us as well, but he gets on him every day, and just the connection between Antonio and Raging Torrent is top notch, so it's really cool to watch.
And Doug, let's get to the milestone. Excuse me. You knocked down career win, North American win, number 2,998 yesterday with Kazushi Kimura in the fifth race mining district. You know, numbers are numbers, milestones are just that, but man, that's a lot of wins, Doug. 3,000, really?
It's probably the amount of horses we run, it probably should be 6,000. But it's been a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot more to come. And just credit to got an amazing group of owners, amazing men and women that I'm able to work alongside, and all these amazing horses. So it's been great. I was listening a little bit to the segment before with Jay, and I do add to my nightly prayers of some way or another we can partner up with an Indian tribe or two or three or all of them.
Right.
Going to Saratoga, it's beautiful there, but I'll take a day in the grandstand here at beautiful San Diego any day of the week. So we've got the foundation, we've got all the, the tradition, the beauty, and now we just need a little help trying to pump up these purses. So again, Sport of Kings, so a lot of owners would do it, even if there wasn't any purse money, but you can't go into it knowing you're going to probably lose money. It's not a good business approach. So, yeah, we've definitely got to get the bump the purse up one way or the other.
And, Doug, back to Santa Anita, it's such a tremendous place to train. Think of the winter. Now, we had the nightmare. We all know that. We lived it back in 2019. But for the most part, our horses over the years have shipped and been so competitive on racing's biggest stages. It is a magnificent facility. I get back to this. I just wish we could see some more high-profile advocacy on our behalf. You've been out in front. You've led the way. You and Oscar De La Torre. But talk about that, Doug. What's your heart telling you?
Well, I'm still, in my childhood buddy, dear friend, Mark Verge, who you know well. We still say there's just this place is idiot proof, and then we kind of laugh at that. But I mean, it's just got all the makings of the best racing in the world, and just needs a little help. I'm optimistic, and like you said, there's so many horses, from all the Bafferts you see to, California Chrome, and then we got lucky a couple times too. And Mother Nature is so kind to us out here in California, and horses leave here so fit, so ready that they can go anywhere in the world and be competitive. So it's a wonderful place, and I'm just optimistic and hopeful that things will turn up.
Right when you said that, Doug, I thought of Gary Jones, because he used to say that.
Yeah.
He said, look, we can train them here. A lot of other places they walk, and when we ship, we're fit. And, of course, Gary, wherever he ran, he was fit. But, I mean, there's so much to that, Doug.
100%. And I really think you'd get the Pletchers and the Chad Browns and the other top guys back there that would winter out here if we had a little elevated purse structure. So it'll happen. It just hopefully it happens in your and my lifetime, but I think it will.
Okay. Hey, Doug, lightning round. You got three in today, races 6, 7, and 8. In the 6, you've got a horse, number 6, Pavlovian, one of 2 by Pavel today, owned and bred by Paul and Zilla Redham. This horse, I looked at his debut run. I looked like he had dead aim on the winner, but he couldn't get him. But, I mean, your horse was 4 1/4 lengths clear of the third horse. If he can step forward a little bit today, he's going to be some kind of tough, I would think.
I'm with you there. They say a race is equal to 3 good works. So he's more ready for today's race. Got a good draw. Umberto knows him well. So, I think he's got a big, big chance to get it done today.
7th race, Mile on the Grass. You've got a 30-1 morning line shot, a 3-year-old Irish bred filly. Made her U.S. debut with you way back on December 1st at Del Mar. And, she ran a creditable third in the Grade 3 Cecil B. DeMille at a Mile on Grass. What went into that decision for her to go to South Florida for her next 4 starts?
Well, actually, Jack Sisterson always had her, and then we just bought her privately. But Jack does ship into our barn at Del Mar, so I knew a little bit about her when he said the owners were willing to sell. And got a new gentleman and Dan Iplin, and he had a winner yesterday with OJ Harrigy, so really good man, good guy, and it's a nice filly. She's already graded, placed, and lovely filly. We were thinking probably trying to get her in a 6.5 here. 6.5 would probably be ideal for her, but she is training well. I love the 30-1 shot. I think I wouldn't leave her out of all your trifectas and supers.
Okay, well stated. Yeah. Let's go to race 8. You got a first-time starter by Pavel, a California-bred 2-year-old colt by the name of Hero or Zero, on the far outside here in a 10-horse field going 5/8 with Rispoli.
He's been working well. He's quick out of there. He's not a real big colt, real handy colt. So I think if he leaves there running, he's got a big, big chance. So, if we can get lucky in a 6th or 7th, it's going to be celebration time if we can get it home with Hero or Zero. So should be a fun afternoon.
Going for 3,000 career wins. And I'm getting a little bit hungry, Doug. A lot of times on the way up to 57, I angle over there to D Street and Foothill, right behind behind In-N-Out Burger. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, where we save a taco and eat a pizza. You guys got some great reviews on Yelp, which isn't all that easy to do.
I'm so proud of Daniel. He works his butt off, and Little Caesars is a great brand, and from the great state of Michigan, which we love that too. But very, very proud of Daniel, and just honored to be part of the Little Caesars brand. So, if you get bored and you're driving through Laverne, stop by, and they do. They get great employees, great. The dough is made fresh every day.
It is.
It's just a great product. Yeah, good stuff.
It really is. Hey, Doug O'Neill, thanks for your time.
Thank
and.
You.
Wishing you all the best as you march toward 3,000 North American wins, perhaps today at Santa Anita. Thanks so much. All the best.
Appreciate you. You too. Thanks, Mike.
All right, late on the break. We'll step aside, coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein, 2 for 2 on radio last week. Bob Mazursky's back in the fold. Toby Calla, Jonathan Harduna, the Rags and Sheets, looming large on the horizon. This is Thoroughbred L.A.
Perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have top racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Ed Burton Million Futurity Final on Father's Day, Sunday night, June 15th. Stars were born on the night of the trials, led by the record-setting freshman Accelerated and the unbeaten fastest qualifier Shiny New. The field also includes Jess I'm Worth It, Duda Cartel, and more. It's a full lineup of the best juveniles in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Make your Father's Day reservations today and enjoy the Ed Burton Million Futurity on June 15th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip.
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Before we get up to Las Vegas, folks, want to encourage you to get over to Fairplex Park, the Derby Room. Free to park, free admission every single racing day here in Southern California. They have got an incredible staff of mutual clerks headed up by my good friend Pat Markey. Mike Duran's on point over there. Randy and Terry McFadden, Michelle Sanford, and Bob Ike gets his mail there. What more could you ask for? Just a great food and beverage menu. Competitively priced, audio-visual managed very, very well. So important at any facility. Get over to the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. Happy Father's Day. And on behalf of the listeners, thanks so much, man. You were 2 for 2 last week. Acoustic Avenue at Saratoga, 8-10. And then the John Cortez Train Carver here at Santa Anita, ridden by Tyler Bays, 14-20. Well done.
I didn't know that Cortez had gone that many years without a win. That was amazing. And what a game performance. The horse really dug in and came back on.
He doesn't run that many. I was just thinking, I'm looking, Ray Pollock has got the story by Victor Ryan from a publicity staff up at the Pollock Report. John had a really good cowbred. I'm thinking it had to be 20, 25 years ago, more like 25. He ran second in the California Derby, a horse named California Flag, with Jerry Lambert. So a little bit of meaningless trivia. Bruce, what's going on up there and your take on things here closing day?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenging card today. Some neat races. We have some two-year-old racing today. I think it's one of the better cards we've seen.
I agree.
Yesterday was kind of a little bit of a downer with a lot of chalk. Hopefully we won't see that today, Mike. But I also looked at Churchill. I think the weather's going to hold out there. It looks like they've gotten lucky this weekend. There was some forecast for rain. I think it's going to hold off today. So I'll go there for my first selection.
Let's do it. I looked as well. It looked like there was a threat of thunderstorms. Boy, there's been some serious ones all over the southeast, the Midwest. Threat of thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Who do you like at Churchill Downs today?
Yeah, we'll go to a dirt race. Let's go to the eighth race at Churchill Downs. This is an allowance race for fillies at 6.5 furlongs. And I like the six horse, Absinthe, who has a lot of reasons, things going for her today. She's run 3 times this year, Mike. Her comeback race in mid-January, she was coming off a 9-month layoff, super game win at Oakland. And what I liked about it is she was close up that day, fought it out down the lane, earned a big number, didn't run as well going 2 turns in her next start, and then she was back sprinting on May 1st. She drew the rail in an overnight stakes race. She was not racing with Lasix this day. She was a little tardy at the break. She broke slowly, much further back than she typically is. She put in a nice run going to the outside, kind of lost a lot of ground, and Gamely fought on to finish third. She's back in against allowance horses. She's off the rail. Lasix back on. She can be close up in a race that should unfold at a pretty slow tempo for these type horses. I'm looking for a really favorable trip here. Race 8, the 6, Absinthe at 6-1 on the morning line.
4:55 Eastern. Hey, Bruce, I'm up against a time crunch because we got Angels warm-up from Baltimore at top of the hour, so I got to get out a little bit early. Let's bring out Santa Anita here on this closing day with mandatory payouts.
Let's go to the second race. These are basically 10th starter allowance horses going a mile. I like the sprinter stretching out, Major Tom on the outside. He's a sprinter stretching out, but he's an up-close, steady-going horse. He's not a big closer, not a front runner. And he strikes me as a horse that's going to like this. He got left in his last race. He was off very slowly, and he still was game in defeat behind next out winner Haywood. Look for him to be stalking a few speed types. This race should unfold at a pretty fast pace. Should get a great trip. So race 2, let's go with the 7, Major Tom, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Okay, terrific. And with Los Alamitos kicking off this Friday, tell us about betonbruce.com.
Yeah, we'll be covering Los Alamitos every racing day. Also, you know, the coverage of Churchill Downs and New York, all at betonbruce.com in the coming week. And again, happy Father's Day to you, Mike, and all the listeners. And take your dad to the races today.
Hey, Bruce, thanks so much. Same to you, and all the best with the family up there in Vegas. Take care.
Take care, Mike.
Before we say hello to Bob Mazursky, Toby Terrell of Winner's Card advises, he says, make it number 3, Lady Rider, in race 4, 7-2 on the morning line. Fourth race, number 3, Lady Rider. That's Toby Terrell's Winner's Card. Bob Mazursky's next up. Bob, good to have you back. Happy Father's Day, pal.
You, Mike.
Let's come to Santa Anita on closing day, Bob. Who do you like?
I'm going to go to the 8 horse in the 8th race, the 2-year-old Arkadelphia, making his second start for Luis Mendez. Debuted in a turf stake at Gulfstream Park, coming into California to try Calbreds for the first time, so I think you'll see big improvement. Mendez, you know, has a reputation for winning a lot first time out, but I honestly think this horse is a better second time out, so that's where I'm going to go.
Okay.
Number 8 in race 8.
Bob Mazursky says, let's make it 88. 8th race, number 8, Arkadelphia. Look forward to catching you over there at Los Alamitos. Are we entering this morning for opening day Friday?
No, we're entering Tuesday for opening day.
Okay,
we'll
terrific.
Tuesday, yeah.
And first post time, 1 o'clock.
That's right, for the entire meet.
Looking forward to that, Bob. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, listen, folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences like Derek Taylor and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. We'll be right back with Toby Calla, Jonathan Hardoon. Final segment on a Father's Day from the Big A.
On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's
Kimo's is a steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County in the month of June. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with nine great days of racing starting on Friday, June 20th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program will feature the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes, plus the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, June 28th. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, June 20th.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. My sincere thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz, assisted today by Chris Monroe, and of course under the guidance of one Derek Taylor. Thank you so much, guys. We get ready for Angels warm-up top of the hour, and then it's Halos Orioles at about 10:30. Let's get back South Florida. Say hello to Toby Calla. Toby, good morning. How's it going down there?
Everything is wonderful. Mike, how are you?
Real good. Weather looking okay?
Hot and muggy, 90 degrees, just the way we like it. We don't have any rain in the forecast till maybe the end of the week. So lots of racing, lots of golf. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, right. By the way, U.S. Open, I didn't even check the leaderboard. This kid, Spahn, he's got a local connection up here where I'm from. Is he still in the hunt?
Oh, he is. He's one off the lead.
Oh, he's a nut.
Next to last group. I rooted for him loudly in the players. He came up short in the playoff with Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
But, he's the guy I'm rooting for. No financial interest. Just like to see him add to his resume so we can root together for him.
Yeah, he's a graduate of San Dimas High School. So, hey, anyway, Toby, you got nine of them today at Gulfstream Park. Looks like they're just about at the gate for the first. Am I correct?
Well, they have it listed close to 12:50, but 12:55. Who knows? But okay. They'll be there soon. Sooner
okay.
or later, shall we say. I'm going to take you to the eighth race because we can't cut into Jonathan Hardoon's mind here. We could talk all day. We could have so much fun, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about the eighth race, and we're going to look at number seven, Steel Sunshine. You're going to see he raced on the turf once in his life. It was a long time ago. Fact of the matter is that he really didn't have a chance in that race. He's come back from Dubai, training sharply for Bobby Dabona, has plenty of pedigrees, has a couple of winning turf siblings. Back on Lasix, I look for him to get the money today. Behind him, we're looking at the six, California Frolic, the two, Eyes on the King, and the five, Con Man. 7, 6, 2, 5, we're going to get more than live in today's eight at Gulfstream Park.
Toby Kellett, have a great day, my friend. Appreciate it.
Happy Father's Day, Mike.
Thank you so much. And before we say hello for the second time to Jonathan Hardoon, here's what you need to know about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. The 2025 Tacomas are here. Get over there, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. You can call Toyota of Orange at 714-639-6750, or you can go to their website and take a look at their entire inventory and customer comments as well. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. To Long Island we go. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. John, as you know, it's closing day, a 12-race card at Santa Anita today, and it does look like a better card than yesterday. Mandatory payouts across the board.
Yeah, it certainly does, Mike, and hopefully you'll get some prices along the way. For
radio,
we're going to look at the third race today. It's a mile on the turf, and the number three horse in here, Miss Meager, Antonio Frasu, I think he will clinch the title in this race. He's on the number three horse for trainer Phil D'Amato. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Second start back off of a layoff. She stretches out today. She's run well in the past going long. I like number three, Miss Meager, to win today's third race out at San Anita.
Yeah, Antonio Frasu, he's got to be a short price to nail this title down. He's worked very hard for it. Three up on our good friend Juan Hernandez coming into this closing day of the Hollywood meet. And 32-29, he's got nine live mounts, and this is certainly one of them. Number three, Miss Meager, an Irish bred, for Phil D'Amato in race three. That's going to be the Ragas and Sheets play of the day for radio today. John, I can't wait to get over to Los Alamitos on Friday. Kurt Hoover is going to be working between the races in the paddock, hoping for good racing over there for three consecutive weekends. And then we have a lull of 1 week, a little bit more, before we head to Del Mar on Friday, July 18. But give us an update on the website, jonhardoon.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have San Anita, we have Aqueduct, and we have Churchill Selections. And, of course, we will be carrying Los Al Selections every racing day.
Okay, and I'm sure you heard Matthew DeSantis earlier. As you know, we're going to be back to Saratoga before you know it, and Frank Miramati will once again be at the mic. So looking forward to a great summer of racing, no question about it.
Yeah, Mike, and he's become a fan favorite. He did a terrific job for Belmont Week, and believe me, he was up against it, having to wait 45 minutes between races on that horrible day with all the weather. But he handled it like a champ.
And again, John, any late update on the weather today there at Aqueduct?
No, skies are threatening. The showers could come at any time, but that's what we deal with on the East Coast.
All right. Hey, John, thanks so much, and let's get lucky with number three, Miss Meager, in race three, closing day at Santa Anita. We tee it up a little bit early today as we did yesterday, 12:30 first post. Thanks, John, and again, happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Mike. You too. Stay safe and be well.
All right, folks, listen, Angels warm-up, top of the hour. Then it's Angels-Orioles at 10:30 with Terry Smith. Mark Langston, and producer-engineer Jorge Sevilla. Hope you have a great day with family. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
She's somehow close now. Softly smile.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.